Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Got you sprung, dude. I'm finna get a mighty hit, or what you gonna do? I tell you what, we won't be falling for that 1-2. Just
kick yourself. How you feel about something? Since this is her segment, would you have run with Noelle bringing us back? Letting the audience hear her and doing a rejoin and just take it. And we just sitting here like we're on the bus. Yeah, we're just watching you driving the segment.
Yeah, just go ahead.
Well, welcome back to Sam.
Turn you up a little bit. We got that soft voice as she comes on and says,
hey, welcome back to Sam and Greg on 929 The Game. And we are in Noelle's world, where we are going to talk about the virtue of patience.
I'm with you there.
Because being anxious just might hurt you, like Mike Vick returning to the line of scrimmage too soon. Okay. Now, where am I going with this? I think sports has a recent major phenomenon of an issue. Yesterday, I did this show. I did John's Freaky Show, where we had a lot of callers. And in those shows, I heard a similar sentiment of Raheem Morris and Terry Fontenot are building for a future they might not even be here for due to this here draft.
Mm-hmm.
And that concept to me is a big, big issue of what's going on wrong with sports. The turnover is too high for a lot of front offices for this reason. You want instant 2 to 3 year gratification success to be able to try to build something. Like I hit on yesterday with this particular franchise. I don't think we understand or realize that we want Terry Fontenot to fix at minimum 25 years worth of issues. At minimum. We have not been able to draft a franchise DN in a very long time. I haven't seen that we drafted. I don't think I've seen it. We've hit on a few quarterbacks. We just left the greatest quarterback of this franchise. Y'all can like him, not like him, but the numbers are the numbers. The success is the success. You can argue whether you like or dislike Matt Ryan. You can't argue his production.
Yep.
That part isn't a conversation. So I feel like that's a lot of what's going on in the NFL. That's a lot of what's going on in the NBA. Not so much in baseball. I feel like baseball, you get a little bit more rope and room to build a franchise, especially with the prospect pieces and all the different levels of leagues that you go through to progress to get to the big league. I feel like there's a little more leeway there.
Is it kind of like the way the game moves? This is a game that moves at a different pace, and maybe that may have something to do with it. Other sports you mentioned, things move a little bit fast.
But with the patience, I'm trying to figure out for that particular question. Well, is it the owners or is it the players?
It is the structure of business.
Yep.
These franchises are being ran like true blue businesses, and that's kind of the result of it. You lose a lot of you have to you're trying to run a franchise like a business, which is good in certain points, but there's a lot of human element in sports that you can't really predict. You can't predict a guy's want to when you draft him versus his physical ability. You can't pick whether the injuries negate want to or mm-hmm. physical ability when they are injured. You can't negate the gameplay when the combine may be kind of weird. You can't negate the combine when the Wonderlic test may be kind of, there's a lot of different human elements that go into it that you can't really predict one way or the other, and it makes it hard, in my opinion, to have a true blue business-like mindset when it comes to growing a team.
But you know what, Noel? I take it at a different level, at the collegiate level.
Think of
why things don't change in the Southeastern Conference. The same team's up there because the other programs in the conference got their coaches on a 3-year leash. And if they're not doing it in 3 years, they're changing it. That means everything changes.
Your coaching staff
changes. Players hit the transfer portal.
Yep.
And you're building all over again. So those programs stay. They stay where they are. Every now and then you'll have one that'll pop up. This past season, Missouri was the one that popped up.
Yep.
We don't know which one next season will be. But for the most part, it's the same folks. Of course, they're throwing the most money at it. Right? You right?
Well, that's kind of what it takes. Like, there's a big part of business. There's a part where, you know, you throw all your chips at the wall and you go full speed ahead, right? And you trust yourself and your business and you're full speed ahead. And then there's that other side where you kind of hedge your bets a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Where you're trying to do this as well as you can, but you're also trying to make sure that you get the profitability out of it. And that's when things like a second-tier supermax tax really hurts those mid-level teams where they're trying to hedge their bet between having a franchise – and it being successful, whatever that franchise deems successful, and staying within a certain budget. But we've seen the Golden States do what they do. They spent the money until they got the clout to where people wanted to go over there because it seemed like an instant championship. New England had that kind of pedigree where people would take certain pay cuts because they felt like
it was
an
winning.
Instant championship. Yeah. Exactly.
It was, right. That's
Kansas
at the
City
end of the day.
Is right now. That's kind of where the Braves are right now, where you can kind of get any free agent you want off the heat pile, and they'll take a decent contract, but probably not as much as they, or yeah, probably less than what they would take somewhere else,
and
because you feel like
exactly,
you're in a certain kind of atmosphere, a certain mm-hmm. kind of locker room, and that starts with patience and money. Like, look at Liberty Media. That was a ownership that was known for not spending money in certain areas.
I'd say they got struck by lightning. And I say that because I just remember how that team left what was then Turner Field.
Yes, yes.
And going to if you ask me, I'll be honest with you. I said, the Braves are going to go up here. They're going to play the first two seasons, and then the new stadium smell is going to wear off. And you're going to have this team that's still struggling from what we saw downtown Atlanta. And it didn't. It jumped.
Right.
It popped.
Well,
you know what I mean? Way ahead of schedule than I thought it ever could.
I'm so glad you brought that up, Sam, because let's look at that versus 2017 when I became a season ticket holder down there at Mercedes-Benz and how fast that new stadium smell wore off and why. What was the difference? The patience and the success level.
Yeah.
The Braves didn't fall off. The Braves kept ticking up. With those last two seasons of Turner Field onto the move, they kept ticking upward, 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 upward. Not so much for the Falcons franchise. And some of that is not so much not the willingness of spending the money, but being so ready for turnover because you want to win now. You feel stagnant. You feel stuck. You feel like people are moving ahead of you. But I feel like sometimes when we do that, we wind up pushing ourselves two steps back.
But that comes back to the importance of this week. D. Led just talked about drafting.
Yep, exactly.
And that's what happened to that entity of the Falcons.
Well, exactly. Like, even mm-hmm. the way this front office drafts now is completely different than what was here the past 15 years. We drafted a lot for need in the past 15 years. We've reached for some people. We maybe didn't scout as well, and we passed on some other people that wound up being stars behind people we drafted or whatever. But that's because the philosophy was best player available at the position of need, not best player available. And I think best player available with a little more rope with longer room to really build what you need to build is ultimately going to get you your better results, your best franchise. I mean, look how Kansas City, they knew they had the right coach in Andy Reid. They knew they had a bunch of weapons, and they knew they had a papier-mâché quarterback in Alex Smith at that time. And they got ready. They signed Alex Smith because they knew how capable he was, but they also knew how injury-prone he was. And they got somebody behind him to take that next step. Now, are the Falcons in that particular situation of how good Kansas City was? Maybe not particularly, but they're not in a good as division as Kansas City was either. So maybe this does make a little more sense when you put all the variables in. But just like Soldier Field, just like the Bears still playing in Soldier Field, even though they said it was going to move many years ago, a lot of that has to do with hedging your bets and trying to make sure that you're as profitable as possible, no matter, I won't say no matter the outcome. You want to have a certain modicum of winning, right?
Right.
You want to be like, you know, whatever's going to get you in the playoffs is what you want to be. If that's 7-9 like the Panthers was a few years ago when Cam was here, great. That was great for them. That kept Ron Rivera going as a coach. In a different division, would that have? No, he would have got fired.
Yeah.
So in this particular situation, I think this front office and this coach understands where they are and understands where they need to go in the future, but also understand what they need to capitalize on right now. And I don't know if we've ever had that clearer vision currently and in the future.
Yep. Because we're talking about a team that once drafted Brett Favre, and the GM and the coach were at opposite ends of the spectrum. Yeah, one wanted it, one didn't. You know,
completely opposite ends. Glanville had no interest.
We've come a long way from that time.
100%, I think. I think you have a coach and a GM that are lockstep. I think they both want the same things. I think they're seeing things the same way. And I think that's going to make this transition a lot easier, maybe a lot faster than we think it's going to be.
Yeah, yeah. I'm excited. I'm excited from what I was like everybody else. I was fell off my couch Thursday night, but hey,
I was shouting through the aisles at work. I was shouting. I tweeted right as soon as we got on the clock. Do 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 do. I said, okay, give me Michael Penix right here.
Hang on a second. I've been very quiet this whole time, and purposely because I didn't want to interrupt Noel, and I just took a page from previous Noel's world. And so I've been laying back here. But until she just did what she just did, that was the first time I have ever heard anybody make that enjoyable sound.
Yeah.
Or at least go, I can't even do it now.
And we're all so familiar with it, aren't we?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But I've never heard anybody say it out loud. And it just tickled me.
Yeah.
But anyway, I just listened to everything you had to say, and
you could hear that. You could hear that at Christmas time.
Absolutely.
And you would know, oh, yeah.
And get excited.
It's the draft.
Except if you. See, this is me standing above the rabbit hole, and this is Noel's segment.
There we go.
Aren't you proud of me?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah, I have a thought or two, but I'm waiting till she.
Yeah. Go ahead. Chime in.
I just feel like this is this is like one of those Sisyphus situations.
Chime in.
It's you're a fan.
It's an open
lecture. You just jumped in. You just jumped on the Falcons, and let them know what you think they need to do moving forward, and patience is how you started off, and you equated it to some other teams, and that's great. I just think that doesn't apply across the board.
No,
and it doesn't apply
No.
Well, that's why you can't have patience.
It's not across the board. You have to be
you're
able.
You're talking specifically to the Falcons.
Well, not specifically to the Falcons. You have to be able to discern where your team is. Like, let's use the Falcons for an example. Mike Smith, I felt like, could have used a little more rope. Dan
why?
Quinn,
wait, hang on a second. Why, though? See, that was the point.
Okay,
he didn't earn it.
I would disagree with you, because the why there, you went to an NFC championship, and then you had two catastrophe seasons where everybody was dropping like flies. You had a gimpy Roddy White for two seasons that you ran out there to play decoy or whatever, and then you moved on from that. That's when you moved on from him and brought in Dan Quinn. Now, I like Dan Quinn. I'm a big Dan Quinn fan. Probably pulled that plug at the right time, and I think you kept your last coach too.
That's what I'm saying.
And I think you kept your last coach too long. So you have to be able to discern where you are as a franchise.
That's the hard part in business.
Yes.
See, you're saying a statement. While it's true, if that were the case, everybody that goes into business would be successful.
Oh yeah, you have to be able to discern. That's where people come to. That's where the cream rises to the top. That's why I'm a big proponent of turning over scouts every few years to make sure you have fresh eyes here and doing certain things to put you in that position so you can see the landscape for what it is.
And I will end it with this only because you're playing the music, so I know we got a break.
Yeah.
But to that point, that isn't always the case when it comes to sports teams. Because I can give you an example of a team who didn't care about the success of that team and packed the building for 50 years, and I'm talking about the Cubs.
Oh, yeah, you're going to pack the Cubs, the Lions sold tickets.
There is a lonesome loser. There's a we don't care about the team because we've got this cathedral that people will come to. I'm saying to you, owners grasp on whatever it is to keep their business running forward, and sometimes it's a frustration to the team. So that's why I'm saying across the board, you can't do what you're doing. But for the Falcons, I think you may have identified something that from the fan base side could be something that you can grasp onto moving forward. Because you can the errors of their ways aren't that far in the past. So they can see what has been done. You talked about you started this with Michael Vick coming on the field too soon. That's still fresh in the minds of a lot of people. I don't know that there's an exact remedy to fix it, but you saying patience and understanding of who you want to be is the two big jump offs for your argument.
Yes.
Did I hear you correctly?
Yes. Yes, it's not 100% blanketed. I 100% agree. You definitely have to be able to know where you are and what it is that you're looking for. But you have to have an identity, and you have to be able to see the tea leaves from what's in front of you and figure out where you're going. Because you're right. You can own a team and pack it out and sell jerseys and make a profit and be happy with that. You can.
Oh, yeah.
But if that's not what you're looking for, you have to dig deeper.
Yeah. Again,
that's all I'm saying.
Because
I know there are owners that can just print their money
The guy who's got seven rings up there in New England, we talk about Atlanta United and soccer. He owns the New England team. He could about that. He doesn't even care.
And the Revolution and United are operated completely differently. And that's all we're saying.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.